Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. And we've got the bells ringing out already this morning. And they're ringing out actually because today is the anniversary of Queen Mary I's coronation. On this day in Tudor history, Sunday the 1st of October 1553, Mary I was crowned Queen at Westminster Abbey. Now, she was crowned by Stephen Gardiner, who was Bishop of Winchester and a man who served her as her Lord Chancellor as well. Now, Mary was the first official Queen Regnant of England. Now, Queen Regnant is a queen in her own right, the queen as monarch, rather than a queen consort, for example, a wife of a king. So she was the first official Queen Regnant of England. And of course, she was the daughter of King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. Mary reigned from the 19th of July 1553 to her death on the 17th of November 1558, when, of course, she handed the throne on to her half-sister, Queen Elizabeth I. So let's talk about Mary I's coronation, a big day of victory for Mary. On the morning of the 1st of October, Mary travelled by water to the Old Palace and then waited there until 11 o'clock, when she processed into the abbey on foot. She was walking on a special blue cloth that had been laid down for her to go from Westminster Palace to the abbey. She is described as wearing blue velvet lined with powdered ermine, having the same circlet on her head with which she came through London the day before. Before her processed the Bishop of Winchester, gentlemen, knights and councillors, the Earl of Arundel carrying the ball and sceptre, the Marquess of Winchester carrying the orb, and the Duke of Norfolk carrying the crown. The barons of the Cinque Ports carried a canopy over her as she processed, and Ambassador Simon Renard recorded how, as Mary entered the abbey, she mounted a scaffolding that was erected at the church for this purpose and showed herself to the people. So you can just imagine her going up on this this scaffolding, this raised area, specially built so that the people that were there could see their new queen. Renard goes on to say that the queen's coronation was proclaimed to them, and the question asked of them if they were willing to accept her as their queen. All answered yes. Now, the Chronicle of Queen Jane and of 2 years of Queen Mary, which is a contemporary source too, adds that Bishop Gardiner went to the four corners of the abbey and asked, if any man will or can allege any cause why Queen Mary should not be crowned, let them speak now. And then the people in every place of the church cried, Queen Mary, Queen Mary. Ambassador Renard then states that the ordinary ceremonies were then gone through. The Queen making an offering of silver and silken stuffs. The Bishop of Winchester, who officiated, gave her the sceptre and the orb, fastened on the spurs, and girt her with the sword. He received the oath, and she was twice anointed and crowned with three crowns. Now, for the anointing, that is the anointing of the oil, Mary stripped down to a petticoat of purple velvet and lay in front of the altar. She was then anointed with this holy oil on her shoulders, breast, forehead and temples by Bishop Gardiner. She then put on her crimson robes of state to receive the sword, the sceptre and orbs, and to be crowned with the crown of Edward the Confessor, the imperial crown, and then a specially custom-made crown. So those are the three crowns that were described. The ermine third crimson mantle was then put about her shoulders and she sat in the coronation chair as nobles paid homage to their new queen. The Bishop of Chichester, George Day, preached a sermon that day and it was on the obedience owed to a monarch. The Chronicle of Queen Jane and of 2 years of Mary adds that Bishop Gardiner also proclaimed the Queen's pardon, wherein was accepted all prisoners in the Tower, the Fleet, certain in the Marshalsea, and such as had any commandment to keep the house, and certain other. so those under house arrest were covered too. At 4 p.m, the ceremony came to an end, and Queen Mary I processed from the Abbey to Westminster Hall for her coronation banquet. Merchant tailor and citizen of London Henry Machin recorded in his diary the following account of Mary's coronation banquet, and it really makes me want to have been there. "And there the Duke of Norfolk rode up and down the hall, my Lord the Earl of Derby, he High Constable, the Earl of Arundel, he High Bottler, and my Lord of Abergavenny, Chief Larderer, Master Dimmock, the Queen's Champion. And there was great melody, and the Earl of Devonshire bore the sword, and the Earl of Westmoreland bore the cape of maintenance, and the Earl of Shrewsbury bore the crown, and the Duke of Norfolk was Earl Marshal, and the Earl of Arundel Lord Steward, and the Earl of Surrey was Doer, under the Duke his grandsire, and the Earl of Worcester was her Grace's carver that day at dinner. My Lord Windsor was blank, that bit's missing, and at the end of the table dined my Lady Elizabeth," that's Mary I's half-sister, the future Queen Elizabeth I, "and my Lady Anne of Cleves," who was, of course, Henry VIII's fourth wife and Mary's stepmother. When Machin says that the Duke of Norfolk rode up and down the hall, he means exactly that. The Duke of Norfolk was on horseback at the banquet. Can you just imagine that? Simon Renard adds that the Earl of Arundel was also on horseback, and that the meats were carried by the Knights of the Bath that day. And he goes on to say, "When the banquet was over, an armed knight rode in upon a Spanish horse and flung down his glove, while one of the kings of arms challenged anyone who opposed the queen's rights to pick up the glove and fight the champion in single combat. The queen gave him a gold cup, as it is usual to do. Meanwhile, the earls, vassals and councillors paid homage to her, kissing her on the shoulder." I would just absolutely love to go back in time and be at that coronation banquet. It just sounds fantastic. Wouldn't you like to see that? Of course, I would like to quickly come back to the modern day as well, because I'm sure I'd get into trouble for my religious faith in Mary's reign. It must have been a tiring day for the new queen. And she had the coronation ceremony that went on till 4 p.m. Then there was this banquet. It must have been incredibly tiring for her, but it was also a moment of real triumph. But after all she'd been through, she was now Queen of England. So we remember Queen Mary I on this day, the anniversary of her coronation on the 1st of October 1553.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.